This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back into the tournament, kind of the reason you and I are here at Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor. And this thing that captures our attention every year. I've referenced this a couple times, Tobes, but allow me to wax poetic, if I may. This is one of the most unique things in the whole world. And that's not hyperbolic. No other country has this. No other sporting-obsessed public has this. There are certainly things that stop the world's attention, the World Cup, the Olympics. There are certainly things in individual countries, a regatta in England between a couple of famous colleges. In Japan, their high school World Series sort of deal that they have that sort of stops the country, and everybody kind of is captivated by it. This thing where there are a couple obsessed folks, and I used to be one of them. It's kind of cooled off now that I'm, 30 years older than some of these guys almost. You don't know much about High Point, and now you're living and dying with exactly. Every bucket or miss. You don't know much about Montana, and next thing you know, we're going to have an experience like a Florida Gulf Coast or a Valparaiso, and you know exactly who, what, where, when, and why I'm talking about as soon as I say those names. There wasn't a George Mason until there was. There wasn't the Cinderella team that really only played a couple of games, but that's all anyone would talk about for 2 days is they got either to the Sweet 16 or got bounced after one round. I mean, it's so special. It's so crazy. It's so unique. We love our tournaments. We love our gambling. We love our brackets. We love finding a vested interest in this thing. I don't know why it captivates us the way that it does, but I know that it does.
Well, sometimes simplicity is the best, right, Danny? Like, there are other sports that have tournaments of sorts. The World Cup, specifically soccer, has a lot of these, right? The Champions League and different stuff. But they're a little bit more complex. There's groups, and then you get thrown into a bracket. This is no frills aside from the first four. You are who you are. You play if you keep going if you win. If you lose, you're out. There's no frills about it. It's literally just as plain as could be what it is. And you throw all the teams in there. And the beauty of it, too, is it'd be one thing if you didn't get every year, the excitement,
yep,
the pageantry, all of that stuff in there. But you get upsets every single year. You get
every time
just incredible stories every single year. And so the fact that every year you know that you have no idea who's going to be that year, but you know for a fact that some double-digit seed is going to make a run to the Sweet 16, and you have no idea who. We love filling out our brackets. There's just something about the simplicity, the fun, and even though college sports has kind of taken a change where – If you listen to us talk about the college basketball about 2 months ago, we're complaining about the transfer portal, NIL, yeah, and all this stuff. You know what? You're not going to hear any of that today because still the best spectacle there is in all sports.
So years ago, there was this, before NIL and before, these what are you going to, the fancy name for them was collectives. What they really are is legal slush funds to pay players.
Correct.
Not to like endorse a car dealership locally, but just, hey, you're basically paying guys to play the sport. And a lot of folks don't care and they're fine with it. The logistics to me are not great, but that's put that aside, the chaos that is now the NCAA with transfer portal and everything else, that all kind of goes out the window. But years ago, before players got any kind of money other than their scholarship and their stipends and their dues and the free food and lodging and training staff and all that other kind of stuff, but before they got their money, some people who were sort of basketball snobs or NBA snobs would go, I can't believe you guys like it. It's inferior basketball. And you just like the fact that these players don't get paid. And this very sort of like demeaning, kind of accusatory sort of vibe about that. And my answer to the last part was, yes, there's a reason.
Yeah.
I watched Court of Gold. There's a reason when you put USA on the jersey and you know you get the Dream Team, the Redeem Team, or Dream Team Part 2, whatever you want to call these different guys, and if they're not making a red cent off at Tobes, it is quite literally about pride. And these are pros doing this. What everybody misses about the NCAA, and again, this is my high horse moment here for a second, so I apologize as I'm kind of doing this here, monopolizing it. But most of the NCAA, and I'm not talking about the organization, I'm talking about college athletes. I'm most of them. Most of them are me. Very little pro prospect. Maybe a tryout here or there and a week at extended spring training until they tell you no thank you because some 16-year-old kid signed who's got a loose arm.
Sure.
And we could see you're going to get – your metabolism is going to slow down. You're going to get fat. But majority of these guys from SIU Edwardsville and Montana are not playing pro basketball. They're not going anywhere. And 99% of athletes that tee it up in college sports are not the lottery pick, are not the draft pick. At the majors there are, but they're playing because this is their window. This is the only chance they get to have this level of meaningful stuff, and they're going to be selling insurance for some of these guys, for the seniors, in a couple of weeks. Seriously, that's what makes it special. It's not a money thing. Right? I mean, it means the money for the schools and there's some pride. I'll give you one example, and I'll turn it back over to you. Again, I apologize for monopolizing. I'm from the D.C. area. Growing up at the time that I did, you know what was a big deal? Georgetown. You know what was a big deal? Maryland. You know who wasn't a big deal? GW, where I went. Until I'm turning on the television as a college sports-obsessed kid, and I watched the George Washington University give the Fab Five at Michigan in the Sweet 16 all they could handle. They're going back and forth and back and forth, and I'm going, wait a minute, this school is 2 miles from my high school. It's right down the road. I never go to Foggy Bottom for any reason. I don't have any business down there, but I'm, you know, it's right here. Maybe this is something I need, you know, not consider, but as I was just a kid, but it's like now they're on my radar. That is magical. You can't replicate that. So the like sinister version, or this, I don't know the word I'm looking for exactly, but the like cynical version maybe is, yeah, they just made some money for the university and the kids don't get any. Well, nothing did more for a school and its reputation for VCU going to the Final Four, for Mason going to the Final Four, for all these schools, you know, the Grand Canyon universities that nobody's ever heard of. Well, they've heard of them now.
Yeah, and I think, too, you brought this up yesterday, and I think it's a really good point. It's single elimination.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's something to do with our primitive, you know, medieval selves that, you know, when you're playing to the death back then and everything and you, all this stuff going on that is literally life or death. This obviously isn't life or death,
right.
But if you lose, you're out.
It's your sporting life, yeah.
You know, if you're Duke and you show up tomorrow and you're not ready to play, you could lose. If you're whoever it is, and they've got NBA prospects all over the place. You
up
mentioned the Fab Five. If you don't show up to play that day, you could be done. Mm-hmm. And the cool part about this, too, is every year it creates heroes that we'll never talk about again outside of the context of March Madness. Jack Golke, right, with Oakland University, dude that just knocked down all those threes.
I'll go all day, just, dude. Ali Farouk Manesh, Harold Arsenault from Weber State. I mean, these guys become household names.
And it's dudes that you would never care about outside of the context of March Madness, and they make names for themselves. And it's just so cool that every single year there's so many games. And also I think the reason it's so popular, too, it fits into what a lot of consumers love. I mean, how many people watch football normally anymore versus how many people watch Red Zone?
Right.
This is like basketball's version of Red Zone. It's one game ends, another, and it's always high drama. That's why the NFL's so good. It's always high drama.
Yeah,
everything's close at the end. That's what this is.
If there's a game that's a blowout, you've got another choice instantly. You know, now when you get to the higher the further weekends and it's you're down, there's it's one game at a time, and you know you're hit and miss. But that's the beauty of that kind of frenzy. That is the tournament. I mean, for all the season to build up, and again, I understand most of you guys aren't consuming college hoops in that, like, you know, voracious way that I certainly used to as a teenager. You're starting with the opening tip in October and Midnight Madnesses and all these other kind of things, and, you know, who's going to win the Duke-Carolina matchup, and where's Virginia going to finish, where's Maryland going to finish in the ACC. I know it's different. But all the build is for this. And within 24 hours, really, I'll say 48 hours, you're down to half.
Yeah.
And within 96 hours, you're down 75% of the teams that made the tournament, and we won't think about them again. Now, individually in each market, they'll go have their press conference. The coach say, you know, we fought hard, man. We did everything we possibly could. I don't know why this guy's a football coach from Texas. We did everything we could. I mean, I'm proud of them kids. I mean, all those guys did was everything I asked them to do, and it's a great group. And you know, but we didn't coach well enough. We didn't play well enough. And credit to Creighton. Credit to whoever we're losing to. You know what I mean? Like, they'll do that business, but it's out of our conscience, and it's on to the next thing. It's on to the next crazy story, the next buzzer beater, to your point, the next hero.
Well, and what's hilarious, too, is obviously a big part of this is filling out your brackets and being in pools with people. And what's hilarious is I called my grandma last night. She lives with her twin sister. I called her. They haven't watched a single minute of college basketball, and I bet you they beat my bracket. My bracket. So even people that don't care about college basketball at all are going to tune in for this. And it doesn't matter how much you know. I mean, some of these experts, they know every single name in college basketball, seemingly. They're geniuses. And then you look at their bracket at the end, and they've missed half of it.
Yeah, like, they got nothing right.
It's so crazy. It's so unpredictable. It's really a lot of a encapsulation of what us Americans love, all in a couple of days. There's nothing like the Thursday and Friday
to
open up the first round of the NCAA tournament.
It's just perfect.